again. A couple of announcements for you. You have seen in the Go and Serve that we'll be doing a truck for Williamsburg County. Watch. Boy, this thing's making clicking noises, isn't it? Anyway, to watch whenever that will be. It's going to be on May 17th. We're going to load the truck, so please. We got the newsletter ready to mail to you this week, if you didn't see this email, but the post office computer went down, and that meant they were unable to mail the newsletter. So it's sitting on go, ready to come to you, but it hasn't been fixed yet, so you don't have the newsletter quite yet. There was also another mailing. I'm just going to turn this thing off for right now. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who gives us a new birth into a living hope, who raises us with Christ from death, who fills us with the Holy Spirit. Let us repent of our sin and be renewed in the promise of God. Living God, we confess before you and one another our futile ways, our pursuit of perishable things, our own part in crucifying the Lord Jesus. Forgive us, O God, renew the face of the earth, and give us the assurance that you have rescued us from the power of sin and made us alive in the Spirit forever. Amen. Christ suffered for sins once for all in order to bring you to God. Now you are God's people. Now you have received mercy. In the name of the risen Lord Jesus, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven. Lay aside guilt. Put away shame, for you are chosen and precious in God's sight. Live in the marvelous light of Christ. Amen.
Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal and all-merciful God, with all the angels and all the saints, we laud your majesty and might. By the resurrection of your Son, show yourself to us and inspire us to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and would the children please come forward. All right, good morning, guys. I got something very exciting for you. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Yes. You're not hungry. No, well, okay. Clayton's hungry. You're waiting for lunch. Yes, that's a great thing, waiting for lunch. And in our gospel lesson that we're going to hear in just a few minutes, Jesus is talking to St. Peter, and he says to St. Peter, he says, feed my sheep.
Well, we all belong to Jesus, so that's Peter. Jesus is telling Peter to feed us. And so I got to thinking about what sheep eat, and so I got this big bowl of grass for us to eat. Because that's what sheep eat. And don't you think that's what Jesus meant? You think Jesus meant that?
Yes.
Have you ever eaten grass?
No.
You want to try some?
No.
No. Well, then maybe Jesus didn't mean that. Maybe what Jesus meant was, be sure you tell everybody about how much I love them. Be sure you tell everybody about all that I did to save them. I bet that's what Jesus meant when he told Peter to feed my sheep, is tell them about God's love and tell them about God saving us and tell them all about things like that. He didn't mean we should eat grass. No, no. And you know what? That's not just St. Peter's job. That's your job and your job and your job and your job and their job and everybody out there, that's their job too, to tell everybody else how much Jesus loves them. And that's what we're thinking about today. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for feeding us with your love. Help us to tell others about you always. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," he answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias. Come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has the authority from the chief priest to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." The word of the Lord. A reading from Revelation. John writes, "Then I looked, and I heard the voices of many angels surrounding the throne of the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might. and honor and glory and blessing. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. The word of the Lord.
To us the scriptures. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After he appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them, and though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A young pastor had rung the doorbell at the home of one of his parishioners, and he was waiting to be received, but no one came to the door. He sensed that someone was at home, but repeated ringing of the bell brought no response. As a final departing act, he wrote Revelation 3:20 on the back of one of his business cards and stuck it under the door. If they found the card and looked up the verse, they would read, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." 2 days later, the pastor received his card back in an envelope with a brief note attached that simply read, Genesis 3:10. The pastor ran to his Bible and read, "I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." Now, just to put your minds at ease, and mine too, I'll probably call before I come by. Nevertheless, this little story brings an odd part of our gospel lesson to mind this morning. This story of Jesus appearing to his disciples beside the Sea of Galilee is a rich and full appearance of the risen Jesus, but it always causes us to wonder at a number of things. We know it's about the risen Jesus, but there are several details either left out or included that seems to confuse us. For example, this one is left out. Where did Jesus get the fish that he was already cooking when the disciples got on the shore? Or here's one that's included. Why did John, the gospel writer, feel it was necessary to let us know that there were exactly 153 fish in the net? And then there's this one, which may be the most confusing one of all. Peter was fishing naked, and when John said that the person on the shore was Jesus, Peter puts on his clothes and then jumps in the water to swim to shore. Now, that's odd. You would think that anyone would take off his clothes to go swimming, not put them on. But that's what Peter does, and our gospel writer thought it was significant enough to include that detail. So what's going on? It started in the garden. After Adam and Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit, God came to them, and as we've already heard, they were afraid and hid themselves. But that's not all they did. They also made clothes for themselves. The crime had been done. Now it was time for the cover-up. Literally. They didn't want God to find them, and even more, they didn't want God to find them out. And maybe that's what was going on for Peter too. As soon as he heard it was the Lord on the shore, he put on his clothes. He was anxious to be with the risen Jesus, so he swam to shore, but also there inside of him was the guilt of denying Jesus on the night of his trial. He'd rather Jesus not know about any of that. Peter was naked on the boat, but he was worried that with Jesus, he'd be exposed. So putting on his clothes may have been his way of covering up. If he could hide his sin, he could pretend it wasn't there. That's our own story, isn't it? Maybe when you were a child, you might remember some transgression that you tried to hide from your parents. And maybe these many years later, we haven't grown up at all because we still try to hide things from God. If we can convince ourselves it's not real, then it must not be real. Like Peter, we put on the clothes of self-delusion, pretending that if we don't think about what we have done wrong, or if we covered up with some good deed, God won't know about it. But it's clear that Jesus knew what Peter had done. And what's more, he knew why Peter had put on his clothes. He said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then a second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And then Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter felt hurt, because suddenly it was clear that Jesus knew everything. He knew all about the denials Peter had done. Jesus said, "Do you love me?" And Peter knew that Jesus knew. Right there, he realized that he had been found out and exposed. So Peter said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Three times Peter had denied Jesus. And as he affirmed his love for Jesus now, he realized that he already had the forgiveness from God he needed, and now he could forgive himself as well. And even more, he could move on into the new and wonderful mission that Christ was giving him. He was to care for God's people. That's grace. And the same thing happens for us. We have the grace of God's forgiveness for the many wrongs in our lives. And in realizing that grace already given to us, we can forgive ourselves as well and move on to a new beginning, a new calling, and a new mission. It's a bright, brand new day. Oh, people of God, take off your clothes and jump into the sea of God's Easter grace. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Saving God, we thank you today that you make us new. We thank you that you make us yours. We thank you that you are with us now and that you offer your love and forgiveness so generously. In this season of life, give us new life. Give us new faith. Give us new zeal. Give us new hope. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for our homes and our loved ones and ask that you hold them in your care. We thank you for this land in which we live and ask that you help us to follow the way of justice and peace together. We thank you for the church and for the fellowship which unites us here in this place as we join in worship. Unite us as one people, O God. Unite us as your people. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Savior, in love you said, come to me all who are heavy laden and I will give you rest. Dwell strongly in the hearts of those who are suffering, those who are grieving and who miss their loved ones, those who are hungry, those who are facing difficult family situations. We entrust them into your hands, loving God. Bless all those in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God, give comfort and peace to our broken lives and help us to find the way to live together in support and care and love. Lead us to find the way to nurture and encourage one another, and in particular those who are the most hurting among us. Lead us into a new day as your people, filled with light and love and mercy and peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
risen one, as you broke the bread with the disciples on the shore, meet us now in this meal. Nourish us to follow you, using our gifts to feed the hungry and tend the weary, and all for your love's sake. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness into the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast, grace our table with your presence. Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love.
Come, Holy Spirit.
with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Living God, you have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ, broken for us. Risen to new life with you, send us now to bear your healing love into the wounded world. In the name of our risen Savior and Lord, amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.